So Matthew chapter 14, verse 1, let's read about Herod here. It says, at the time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist, he has risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. So you see that he is always afraid and worried about what other people think. And then verse 6, it says, but when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John Baptist's head in a charger. So like a, who's ever seen like a silver platter, right? You know, that saying says, you know, bring it to him on a silver platter. That's where that phrase came from, is from this chapter in the Bible. And instead of it being some kind of a good food, it was John's head in a charger, okay? Which is a really wicked, wicked thing to ask for. And it says in verse 9, and the king was sorry. So he was sorry. I guess he got saved then, right? He repented of all of his sins? No. Look, Judas was sorry that he betrayed Jesus, but he still died and went to hell and hung himself. Okay? Just because someone's sorry doesn't mean that they're saved. Okay? But that's what people that preach this false repentance doctrine want you to believe, is that, well, you got to be really, really sorry. Well, how sorry do you have to be? It says he was sorry. It says, nevertheless, for the oath's sake and for them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. So again, you see, because, you know, he wasn't probably expecting this to be a request. And so he probably was thinking of any way he'd get out of it. But for the oath's sake and for them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. So he cared, again, too much about what other people thought. But, you know, that just goes to show you shouldn't go around making oaths and making promises that you can't keep. Amen. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay, okay? So don't promise. Like, people say, hey, I'm going to tell you something, but you got to promise not to tell anybody. I can't make that promise. That might be, well, I, you know, someone told me that, you know, so-and-so killed somebody. You want me to keep that promise? Look, I'm not a Catholic priest. I'm not keeping that stuff confidential. If it's something that's wicked like that, I'm going to have to tell, okay? So don't try to make me promise something I can't promise. Anyway,